With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump worried the Supreme Court might strike down his executive order ending birthright citizenship in certain cases. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a CNBC interview this week, the president complained about the Supreme Court's ruling on his global tariffs, and then he said he might also lose on birthright citizenship. And in a Wednesday social media post, he sounded more pessimistic, saying the high court probably will strike down his executive order. In that order, the president declared that children born in the U.S. to undocumented immigrants or temporary visitors are not American citizens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran seizing two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, tightening its grip on the waterway after President Trump extended a ceasefire until a Middle Eastern country comes up with a unified proposal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Iran seizing two ships does not violate ceasefire terms.
No, because these were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels. And for the American media, who is sort of blowing this out of proportion to discredit the president's facts that he has completely obliterated Iran's conventional navy, these two ships were taken by speedy gunboats. Iran has gone from having the most lethal navy in the Middle East to now acting like a bunch of pirates. They don't have control over the strait.
And ceasefire talks, well, they remain elusive.
It remains unclear whether we'll see any ceasefire talks in Islamabad. Right now, Iran has not formally acknowledged Trump extending the ceasefire, waiting for an Iranian response. But it just shows with this latest ship attack just how dangerous the situation remains and the risk of further escalation.
Correspondent John Gambrell. This is SRN News. California now providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Commission on International Freedom reporting, despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba still bleak. Commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders are constantly being threatened. This is SRN News. Georgia Democrat Congressman David Scott has passed away. Bernie Bennett reports.
Congressman Scott was the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and seeking his 13th term in Congress despite challenges from within his party. Scott was a ranking member on the Agriculture Committee, despite most recently representing a Metro Atlanta district. He was once a leading voice for Democrats on farm aid policy and food aid for consumers and a prominent black member of the moderate Blue Dog Caucus. But the congressman faced criticism and concerns in recent years because of declining health. He was 80 years old.
Six people charged with plotting to steal at least 20 cars from the Washington, D.C. area and sell them to buyers in the U.S. and Ghana in West Africa. Investigators suspect members of the car theft ring maybe have stolen more than 100 vehicles in the District of Columbia and more than 30 others in Maryland. More details, srnnews.com.